From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Talks to avert a military clash on the Korean Peninsula have adjourned until later Sunday. North and South Korean officials met into the early hours of Sunday in an urgent bid to avert war. A South Korean government spokesman said the talks would resume at 6 hours Universal Time Sunday. The high-level meeting began Saturday at the Panmunjom Truce Village, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcasts into the communist north and removed banks of loudspeakers it installed along the border. Even without concrete results, analysts say the marathon session has delayed any further military activity and has given the two Koreas added time to look for a peaceful end to the current crisis. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital Kabul Saturday. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, three American contractors working for NATO are among the dead.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while four foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Mekro Rayan neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. The group's main spokesman, Zabiullah Mujahid, says no such activity was planned for Saturday in Kabul. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
This is VOA News. Three Americans and a Briton are being honored in France for their courage in overpowering a heavily armed gunman on a high-speed train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris. French President François Hollande thanked U.S. President Barack Obama by telephone Saturday for what he called the exemplary actions of U.S. servicemen Alex Scarletos and Spencer Stone, saying that they stopped an attack that would have been extremely serious. Alex Scarletos is a National Guardsman from Oregon. He said that he and his friends knew that they had to respond when they saw the attacker had an automatic rifle.
My point of view was that two guys had already started tackling him. Maybe they needed some help. And my it was purely a survival. I said to myself, okay, maybe I have a chance if I get up and I help as well.
That is British businessman Chris Simon, who also helped subdue the attacker. Stone was injured when he was slashed by the attacker with a razor knife. However, he was released from a hospital in Lille, France, on Saturday afternoon. Spanish authorities say they have identified the attacker as Ayub el-Khazani, a 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent time in Syria during the past year. Thousands of migrants boarded trains in Macedonia headed north into EU countries Saturday, but hundreds of them, many still fleeing civil war and other violence in Africa and the Middle East, are waiting in a no-man's land between Greece and Macedonia. Alexandra Naus is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees representative along the border.
People are scattered around, so people are sitting, standing. So you can't really estimate the number, but maybe 3,000 today. But as you see now, it's very much calm because people are let through. And I think that was a really positive step to start letting people through, which was not the case 2 days ago.
Earlier Saturday, some folks took advantage of the chaotic scene at the border and rushed past baton-wielding Macedonian police, who attempted to block them from entering the country from Greece. At least 18 people were killed in Somalia Saturday in two separate bomb attacks carried out by suspected al-Shabaab insurgents. Officials say that 14 soldiers were killed and more than 20 wounded when militants drove an explosives-laden vehicle into a training site for African Union peacekeepers. The second attack occurred in Mogadishu, where 4 people were killed and at least 10 others wounded, when a car bomb exploded near a police station close to a settlement used by displaced persons. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.